Yeah, so I grew up in a small town in Virginia on the East Coast, and my mom was making children's music when I was little and became a music therapist. And my whole family really, like both my parents and my brothers and I, all loved music, and it was just sort of like a natural part of my upbringing. Like I have a lot of early memories of like going to record and CD store with my mom and buying CDs and listening to music in the car. And yeah, and then both my brothers played in bands. I like worshipped them, so they were doing that, and so it felt like the most fun thing that you could do.
And you mentioned just then playing lots of CDs in the car, and I think for a lot of people that's where their love of music will begin, you know, listening to your parents' music. What kind of music were you listening to growing up, and do you think that's kind of informed the kind of sounds that you like to create now?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's an awesome question. Yeah, I liked a lot of local bands. One of my favorite bands as a kid was this band called The Extraordinaires. They were from my hometown. And then, like, I loved Feist. Her music was one of the things that my dad and I could agree on. We both wanted to listen to it in the car, so we listened to a lot of Feist. The Beatles, my dad had Help on a CD, so we listened to Help a lot. Joni Mitchell.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and then, oh, like the Beach Boys. My dad loved the Beach Boys. I was exposed to my mom's music taste, my dad's music taste, and then both my brother's music taste. So I feel like that had a pretty direct impact on what the music that I'm making, which feels sort of like this blend of everything that I liked and was around me.
It's really beautiful to hear that a lot of the music was, you know, local music for you, because it's so special to have an area where there's so much music that's very specific to where you are and that point in your life. Local music is really special and I think close to everyone's heart.
For sure.
And you also studied film and shoot music videos for yourself and friends alongside. What kind of draws you to different forms of artistic expression, and how do the two, your music and then obviously video, how do those two things meld together? And following on from that, what do you think draws you to playing music as a form of self-expression?
Yeah, I mean, to answer that question first, I think because it was such a natural thing to do in my house growing up, I just sort of learned from my mom to express myself through music. I don't do this as much anymore, but when I was first starting to write songs, it was like a self-soothing thing almost. I would write a song to process how I felt about something. It was kind of like writing in a diary or something, and I always felt like there was this magic that would happen where I kind of wouldn't fully know how I felt about something, and then I would write a song and I would smile, like I would understand how I felt about some situation that I was in because of the song. Sort of like my subconscious was like ahead of me or something.
I read in an interview that one of your favorite films is Funny Face, and I really connected with that because I just love that film. It was one of the ones that I would watch a lot in high school, and it makes a lot of sense, I think, even just with the cinematography in that film and the color, especially. Obviously, it's been shot on film, but something that's so striking about it is just the way that, I don't know, it would be very different if the film was very muted, because it's just a very bright film. And I think that
Oh my
really,
God, it's the best. It's so
so
funny.
great. And the clothes.
Yeah, it is such a good movie. Yeah, there's this, I forget what the quote is, but there's this part where he's like, "You're mad, aren't you?" And she's like, "No, I'm sad, and yes, I'm mad." And she like runs out. So funny, it's the best.
But yeah, it made a lot of sense to me because the visuals in your music videos are very bright and obviously like shot on film. What kind of influences you when you're sitting down to make videos?
It's like kind of maybe a silly thing to say, but like I think I'm the most inspired by people and their ideas. And so with my music videos, I feel like I developed them just by like getting really excited about an idea and then riffing on it with my friends.
And some songs that I was particularly drawn to off your last full-length album, Songs from a Thousand Frames of Mind, Sweet Devil, Lonely, and God Interlude. I think just particularly in those songs, your lyricism has a way of taking quite universal fears or like emotions and saying something like obviously very extremely specific to you and your subjective experience. And I was just wondering, when it comes to writing lyrics, maybe could you tell us a little bit of the story behind your writing process and how it all comes out, and even if you wanted to speak to those songs specifically?
My process is very fast and kind of stream of consciousness. Because of that, I almost don't even want to call it a process, because it feels like pretty, my process, I guess, is very sort of reflowing in a way that when I used to write songs, it was like the first thing that came out was the song and then it was done and I wouldn't touch it or like edit the lyrics at all. And now I'm a little bit more, I guess, intentional or something with my writing. So I'll go back and I'll like chip away at it a little bit more. But with Sweet Devil, I was just going through a breakup, I think, and it just sort of like came out in one sitting, and I don't know. Yeah,
and that was the song.
Yeah, that was the song. Sorry.
I was feeling like shit, and then here is the song.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I read something, or maybe I can't remember. Maybe somebody asked me this in an interview. It was about like, I always think of them as being, a lot of them are very simple kind of and straightforward. They could almost be like in a children's book or something.
So you're heading to Aotearoa in early next year for Slackbarn, and you're also playing a headline show. What goes into taking your album into the live performance?
I just figured out who the band is going to be, and I'm really excited. One of the players that I'm bringing is one of my best friends from high school who plays with me sometimes. And so I like, for the live show, I think that I tend to get excited about new ideas really quickly. Like, I get excited about a new idea and then sort of like the old idea gets pushed out of my mind by the new idea. So some of the songs I will, not really necessarily for this past album, but I like to take my older music and kind of like reinterpret it for the live show so that I can feel inspired by them still, or like feel a certain newness about them or something.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's going to be really, really fun. Could you maybe just lastly describe a little bit about the atmosphere that you try and bring to your shows? And
I just want people to have fun and feel happy. I hope the shows will just be really fun, and I don't know, my favorite thing when I go to a show, I just feel inspired. Some of my favorite shows that I've gone to, I kind of like just want to leave and go write a song. So I think that's the best thing that I can make someone feel, is just happy or soothed or inspired. So I hope it'll be like that.
Yeah, hopefully all of the musicians in the crowd will want to go home and write a song.
Yeah.
Bye.
return in 15 minutes.